VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli airstrikes hit Yemen's rebel-held capital and port city after Houthi attacks targeted Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's defense minister says the country would not allow the continuation of shooting from Yemen's Houthi rebels. Hours after Israel launched heavy airstrikes on rebel sites, Israel Katz adds, remember, whoever raises a hand against the state of Israel has a hand that will be cut off. Whoever harms us will be harmed sevenfold back. The statement follows a series of intense Israeli strikes that shook Yemen's capital and a port city and killed at least 9 people. Officials say, shortly after a Houthi missile targeted central Israel and badly damaged a school building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. and Arab mediators are working around the clock to hammer out a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas, sources close to the talks said. While in the Gaza Strip, medics said Israeli strikes had killed 26 Palestinians on Thursday. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and lawmakers were meeting late into the night after President-elect Donald Trump came out against a continuing resolution to fund the government. AP correspondent Kevin Fracking reports.
Lawmakers are a bit stunned, and they're also at this stage at a loss where exactly to go with a bill that could avert a shutdown at midnight Friday. They're exploring various options, but it's clear that they really don't have one at this stage that has bipartisan support, and that's usually what it takes to get this type of bill over the finish line.
Kevin Fracking for the Associated Press. Kill the Bill, billionaire ally Elon Musk wrote on his social media platform X as he dangled primary challenges against anyone who voted for the budget deal, a threat Trump later echoed in a post.